This next piece is called Nimrod. It's by Sir Edward Elgar. Elgar lived in the 1800s and into the 1900s. He wrote this piece of music as a theme in variations. It's called the Enigma variations, and it gets the word enigma because people couldn't figure out who he was dedicating the 13 variations to. So you have a theme and then 13 variations and then a finale. Each variation has either a set of initials or maybe somebody's nickname. We're not going to play all the variations for you, aren't you glad? Yeah. We are going to do number 9. Number 9 is called Nimrod. And what does that mean? Well, if you know anything about Nimrod in the Bible, he was a hunter. And it turned out that one of Elgar's dearest friends, he was a publisher, had a German name, Jaeger. And Jaeger in German means hunter. So that's where Nimrod comes. If you are into British culture, they have a day called Remembrance Day in November. I think it's November 11th, like our Veterans Day. It's like our Memorial Day, really, and they salute the dead for all the wars that Britain has gone through. They play this piece. It's sort of like the national hymn. So this is Nimrod.